Canucks Central Tuesday. It's Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah here in the Kintec studio. Kintec Footwear and Orthotics working together with you in step. This hour of Canucks Central is brought to you by your Lower Mainland Boston Pizza. Fast lunch doesn't have to mean fast food. Satisfy your midday cravings by choosing a main side and drink for only $15, served in 20 minutes or less. Got a lot to come today on the program, and we kick it off right away on the hotline, powered by Power West Industries, with the head coach of the Abbotsford Canucks, Manny Malhotra. Thanks for this, Manny. How are you?
Feeling good, guys. How about yourself?
We're doing pretty well. You've got the city abuzz, pretty much the entire Lower Mainland, with how you and your group have just continued to surprise here during the Calder Cup run. How does it feel, and where you are at right now, with still a job left to do?
Yeah, we feel good. Obviously, a really exciting weekend for us. That's put us in a pretty good and significant position. But I think the thing that stands out for me about our group is that for us, it just feels like the next step. And there's some excitement and some feeling good about the weekend. But to your point, the job is not done for us right now.
Well, typically teams that make it this far in the AHL playoffs have a lot of veterans. You certainly have veterans who played very well and played significant roles for you, but you also have a lot of young players. And then the team you're facing, they have a lot of veterans. What's been the key to get so many young players to be able to have success in these difficult playoffs?
There's a number of contributing factors, I think. Number one, if you just look at the body of work for them throughout the course of the year, they've consistently push themselves to get better and improve and maintain the course of, you know, obviously the league gets better as the season goes on, and they've been able not only just to keep up with the pace, but kind of thrive through that. And then you look at the quality of our leadership group, leading by example, like the Phil DiGiuseppe, Sammy Blay, Jujar, you know, even Waddy, he's a young guy, but just the way they lead by example, you know, for Sammy, the style of play, he understands, obviously, he's a Stanley Cup champion. He understands what it takes at this time of year. So he's always been heavy on pucks, physical presence on the ice, and then capitalized offensively when the opportunities were there. And you can see the way he plays, and it's just kind of followed suit throughout the room. So there's a number of contributing factors, but I think it's just a group pushing itself to want to be better.
You know, the scoring's been pretty spread out throughout these playoffs. I know Carlson's done pretty well for himself with 9 goals during the run, but it's just watching your group, it feels like a team effort each and every night, no matter what it is or what the game style is. It just feels like the group is really together right now through this entire run.
I think that's been kind of our makeup the entire season. I say it over and over. We do everything by committee. We defend by committee. We score by committee. And that kind of has followed or has been the case throughout the playoffs, is that, you know, we're fortunate that we have the depth we do, and we're not reliant on one guy to do all the heavy lifting. And on a nightly basis throughout the last 4 series, you know, we've had a different line or a different guy step up in a different facet throughout the course of the game. So I think that definitely speaks to one of our strengths, is having the depth that we do.
Well, and, you know, as far as everyone working together in unison, we've heard a lot of stories about how well everybody's getting along, not only when it comes to the players, but also the other staff around the team. And a lot of it has been attributed to the culture that you've been able to cultivate. What's it been like working with your staff, especially the coaches and trainers in Abbotsford?
Well, I acknowledge every day that I'm in a very fortunate position. Ryan Johnson has assembled an incredible staff here. Obviously, the players that are here are a special group, and it's based off of wanting and having quality people in the organization. And that speaks exactly to the staff that we have, from the medical to the equipment guys and our coaching staff. I think the one thing that resonates with all of us is that we are here to serve the players. We want to do the best job we can for them. And with that mindset, I feel like the way we approach every day and the way we come to work kind of sets the table for that. And it's been really fun opportunity for me to work with this group.
So how much have you guys dived into the tape already? You have the scouting report on Charlotte done yet?
Yeah. We spent the last few days just kind of watching their playoff games and watching some of their tendencies, as I'm sure they're doing the same to us. But it's that's a part of playoffs, is that, you know, that you have to learn a new team really quickly and then just get right back to work. So it's just part of what we're ready to do.
Feels like you've gotten the team to be able to play in different kind of game states. Like I know you play a more structured game, and you guys have been really comfortable defensively. But at times against Texas and Colorado, you know, those are high flying teams, and there was some times where you had to trade chances, and you stood well in those moments as well. Is that a sign of how far your group has come, that they can play different styles in game depending on how situations play out?
Again, that's I feel that we have that ability to play any type of game. Mm-hmm. We have the personnel that can play that heavy physical forechecking game. Defensively, once again, collectively, the guys have bought into understanding the value of it and wanting to make sure that we don't have to score our way out of games. And then on the offensive side of things, you know, we have the capability to generate quality looks and guys to finish it when those opportunities are there. So yeah, we're very confident and comfortable with the group that we have to be able to play in all those situations, with the foundation being the guys understand, you know, defending, will be our ticket to success.
And as far as organizationally, it has been made clear that they want the AHL team and the National Hockey League team to be very similar in terms of styles and the principles that they play with, and especially when it comes to a lot of the young guys. And on the back end, especially, I know, Manny, over some years past, the Canucks didn't have a lot of good young defensemen. Now that you guys seem to have maybe too many good young defensemen, which is a good problem to have. But what's been the key for some guys on the back end, especially a guy like Kirill Kucherov, to have the success he's having against bigger, more physical players who are professionals?
There's a number of factors. Again, I think our defensive coach Jordan Smith has done a phenomenal job with the back end in terms of how he teaches and what he's teaching the guys. They are fully bought in, and that mindset of they just want to get better. It's not a matter of us trying to force feed them the information and you know, inundate them with video and telling them what to do. They are coming to us, and they're coming to Smitty, and they want to know how they can get better. They want to be better. And that's the start of it. And then as a team, I'll continue to say, like, the group that we have and the culture that we have, they push one another on a daily basis. Our practices, obviously the practice schedule, the AHL level, you get long stretches where there's not a lot of games. And I would say we had some weeks where the combativeness of our practices were far more than the games that we had to play. So the guys have pushed themselves to the level that they are now.
You had a lot of players get an NHL look or extended NHL looks through the course of the season. It was over, I think, 11 or 12 rookies that played for the Canucks and have played for your squad as well. How do you think that's helped some of those players during this run? And did it, you know, set them up for more success when they came back down?
I think the stints that they had when they went to Vancouver was really eye-opening for them in terms of just the understanding of how much faster the game is, how much more physical it is, how much more execution is required at that level, and obviously that there's no nights off. I think that's the biggest takeaway that they had when they came back. And with that knowledge, they applied that to their practice habits, to their game habits, and really kind of accelerated their development.
Well, and, you know, as far as some of your players up front, I know you guys have had some injuries, but, you know, it's been a big battle to get in the lineup because a lot of guys have been playing well. As far as Atu Ratu is concerned, I know he's had a couple of injuries. Are you guys hoping to have him available for the final?
Yeah, we're hoping to have everybody available. Again, our medical staff is doing everything in their power to make sure that we have as many bodies available come Friday. So you'll continue to work towards that.
As far as Jonathan Lekromäki is concerned, obviously he's a player that a lot of fans are excited about. He's had some moments. He obviously had that incident too, had to get dental work done. How has he been progressing? And, you know, I know there are a lot of games to be played, but he's obviously a guy who obviously would love to get back in the lineup as well.
Yeah, it speaks to our depth. I think you hit the nail on the head. We have a lot of guys that are chomping at the bit to get back into our lineup. And the guys that are in the lineup on a nightly basis understand the responsibility they have, that there are guys that are ready and capable of taking spots in the lineup. So I think that healthy competition, that healthy push is, again, got us to where we are at this point.
How good has Artur's been during this run?
He's been exactly as advertised.
Yeah,
he's been a gamer the entire playoff run. I just kind of let him do his thing. He's feeling confident in his own game, and that level of confidence, I'll continue to say, just bleeds through our group. And we know that he's confident in what he's doing back there. We understand, and the guys know they want to play more. They want to play harder for him, and you can see the number of shots the guys are blocking and getting in the lanes, and they're competing for him. And obviously he's been giving us his best throughout this whole run.
And how about that crowd through these last couple of games you've been able to play on home ice? You're going to get games 3, 4, and 5 on home ice here in this Calder Cup final. How good has the crowd been in Abbey for you?
I can't say enough good things about the crowd. I was told what it was going to be like heading into playoffs, and the description that people gave me does not do it justice. They have been electrifying. The building has been outstanding. It's been an incredible experience for our players, and the energy that they give our guys is definitely a boost, and we're taking advantage of that home ice vibes.
Manny, really appreciate the time. Safe travels out to Charlotte, and good luck in the final.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
There is Manny Malhotra, head coach of your Abbotsford Canucks, as they are off to their first ever Calder Cup final. Friday is when it begins. A 4 o'clock puck drop. You'll hear it here on Sportsnet 650. We are not going to be on Friday, just as a show note, but you'll get the Abbotsford Canucks in our place.
Yes, but can we say this yet, or do we have to still wait?
I think we should probably still wait.
Should we?
I feel like it's happening regardless.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got to iron out details.
Yeah.
And we're just ironing, crossing the T's, dotting the I's.
I wasn't told that we can't say.
Crossing the I's, dotting the T's. That was getting all mixed up.
Yeah, you got
there.
Mixed up. Yeah. But it's okay.
We're going to be at the Abbotsford Center for games 3, 4, and 5. All right.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to be there. So you're going to get a little bit a pregame, not for scheduling issues for some, but we are going to do some intermission and postgame.
Yes.
We'll be, you know, Brandon's going to run intermissions. We might be helping him out a little bit, but we'll do some postgame. We'll be at the scene of the Calder Cup final.
Yeah, we won't be taken away from Brandon, who's done a hell of a job, but we will parachute in for the final here and get hyped. Calder Cup final, a chance at a trophy. As they chanted at the Abbotsford Center last week, we want the cup, and we'll see if they're able to bring it home after all this. I mean, it's going to be a tough series, man. Like, Charlotte's a pretty veteran-laden team. You know, they've done really well. They've only had to play 12 playoff games in their run because, you know, they didn't have to play the play-in round in the same way that Abbotsford did. So it's been a little bit of a shorter run than what Abbotsford has gone through, but Abbotsford has been really impressive every step of the way. You know, you're like, oh, Colorado's really good. Oh, these guys are really good. And Abbotsford has just stood up to the task, and I don't expect anything different for this one.
No, neither do I. I think it's going to be a really fascinating final because the Canucks have so many young guys that, you know, we sit here and talk about the playoff experience being positive, but perhaps overrating it a little bit. Can you overrate the experience of playing in a final for young players? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
and how you handle that, you know, the pressure, how you handle those moments, and also just being able to get the feel of it. It's nothing close to being in a Stanley Cup final,
yeah,
but it's still a significant final series that's going to be super intense.
As I've said all through this run, success during a Calder Cup playoff run, during an AHL playoff run, especially for individual players, it doesn't guarantee that you are going to be able to take the next step to the NHL and have success in that next step. But there's also no part of me that thinks this run doesn't help players understand and be able to at least set themselves up for the chance of success at the NHL level. Mm-hmm. Because these experiences are just, I think they're invaluable to a player's growth in their young careers. So yeah. It just, again, I'm not going to take the bridge to say that, oh, this guarantees Victor Mancini's success or this guarantees Kirill Kudryavtsev's success, but none of what's happening hurts their chances at success to taking the next step to the NHL.
Yeah, and you know, whether it's having success or not having it, at least you learn from it. And mm-hmm. I think this is important, you know, and I think for them to get this far, they are going to be gaining some real valuable experience. And we've been, you know, downplaying some of that experience in the playoffs, but I really don't think you can downplay a team going five rounds essentially, because they have to play do the play-in to get this far.
I mean, this series is game 6 and 7 could end up being later than what game 6 and then game 7 of the Stanley Cup final, so it could go deeper than the Stanley Cup final, potentially, depending on how it plays out.
Yeah, Andrew and Langley, any concern that a prolonged run means less training and prep time for training camp? It's a fair question. I would say for young players, getting actual reps and playing
is massive. You know, I guess it can help them through their career understanding, because you talk to players, and we've talked to Yannick about this a lot. It took him a while to really understand how to best set himself up in off seasons, you know, and to really be able to tackle off seasons at a point that he really set himself up for success during the regular season. So I think Andrew makes a good point. Yeah, you're going to have a truncated time period, but I think for young players, it's always kind of a feeling out period, almost a trial and error period that they are going through during summers to figure out how to best set themselves up. One of the things that's going to help these guys, though, is that they got to play NHL games this year. They know what it's going to take. They know that they're going to need to work on these things. All those things are laid out for them already as far as what they need to do to take that next step at the NHL level. But now it's just about continuing to improve your on-ice game.
Yeah, and you know, this text, I think, is true. It says the process is more important than the outcome of the games in regards to how this experience helps the young players. I do agree. I don't think winning the Calder Cup or not winning the Calder Cup is going to be a big determining factor as far as their career success. It's the process of going through this that's going to teach you one way or another, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's you have success or don't have success and what you learn from it. And I think what a lot of these young guys have to do more than anything, and yeah, you have to hone your skills and all that, but most of these things come down to, do you know what to do in the right time and place? That's really the biggest challenge for young guys. And the other one is, do you have enough time to get physically ready for the season? And if you do, I think you'll be fine.
Getting a lot of questions similar to this, and I know it's kind of been the joke going around, like, Canucks management can't make a trade until they're the Abbotsford Canucks are done and dusted in this Calder Cup playoff run. But it is just that. It's a joke that people are making, given the amount of speculation that's been around the big club. But Irfan in Maple Ridge asking, is the rumor that the Canucks might have a trade in place because Alvin didn't go to the combine, heard Rossi might be the guy? That's from Irfan in Maple Ridge. And you mentioned yesterday that, why wasn't this a discussion last year when Alvin wasn't at the combine?
Yeah, so that's not to say that there's no value in being there, mm-hmm. but he wasn't there last year either. So I don't know if that's a sign of anything, right, necessarily. Could the Canucks have something potentially? I don't think they're holding out like Gramacki mm-hmm. for that. You heard the answer he gave. If he doesn't play a single game in the Calder Cup final, I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Like, I would be shocked, to be honest.
He got replaced by Klimovich, and Klimovich scored that incredible overtime goal. And credit to Klimovich. Like, he took the opportunity and went with it.
Yeah.
Right? But that's kind of where they're at. As mentioned with Lekker Mackey, Now, he's played over 70 games this year. He never really played more than 50 while playing with Sweden, or in Sweden with his club team there. So, you know, it's definitely been an adjustment period. Plus, he had the dental surgery thing that happened earlier in this spring. So, it's been a tough go for him, but you know, it's he will get in at some point to this Calder Cup final, as Manny mentioned.
And as far as the series, Tatiana says, I listened to a series preview from the Checkers play-by-play guy, and he said Abbotsford is not ready for their high-powered offense. I don't think they're ready for how good our defense and goaltending has been throughout these playoffs. So excited for this series to get going. So Tatiana believes in the defense, and that's going to be the edge. And I know Gordy Locke on X kind of mentioned, if you go through the Charlotte Checkers forward group, it's not like this intimidating list of players, but they're deep.
Yeah.
You know, they have a lot of guys that chip in, and they have a lot of veterans who've played games, and a lot of older guys, like, you know, they even have Aiden McDonough. Now, he hasn't played in playoff games for them, but he's been part of the organization, right? Like, so they have a lot of depth throughout their team, but I don't look at that team and say, oh, yeah, they have, you know, all these high-powered AHL stars. It's just the depth that they have, and to Tatiana's point, the key for Abbotsford has been defense and goaltending, and they've been pretty stellar in that regard.
A lot of players you will know. Jesse Puljujärvi is on this squad. Will Lockwood, former Canuck, on the squad. Rasmus Asplund, you might know him from his time in the NHL. Tobias Bjornfoot was a first-round pick. Justin Sortif played for the Vancouver Giants.
Richmond, he is BC boy.
Charlotte Checker. So there are names you will recognize on this Charlotte team. And their goaltender, this might be the best goalie matchup of the playoffs so far. Kaapo Kähkönen is their netminder.
Yeah.
He's got Sterling, 927 save percentage, which is only 2 points lower than what Shilov's had so far in these playoffs. He's only played 12 games, though, comparatively to 18 for Artur Shilov's. Again, it's been a much shorter run for Charlotte than it has been for the Abbotsford Canucks. We are going to continue to talk about Abbotsford and their run and some of the takeaways. Don Taylor is going to join us in hour number two, as is Harmon Dial. Coming up next, it's the Open. We'll get into the Stanley Cup Final and more on the rumor mill around the Vancouver Canucks. Guests on Sports at 650, call in on the hotline powered by Power West Industries. Don't get caught in the dark when it matters most. Visit them at powerwest.ca today. They keep the lights on. You are listening to Canuck Central.
Hitting the most important topics for Vancouver sports fans. The People's Show with Vic Nizar. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.